I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Strangely, I had three big do you say something moments this past weekend, Raven.
Oh, really? Sometimes they just line up like that.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, it was like decision weekend. Every time I had to make a decision whether I was going to say something.
Yeah.
It's Hannah and Raven. First things first, I walked out of like CVS and there was a car and it had its gas tank open. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like when people like leave it open, but then it's unscrewed and it's hanging.
Oh, man.
So now in old pre-COVID world,
yeah,
I just would have screwed it back on and closed it and let it be.
Don't be doing that because I'll think you're the person putting sugar in the tank.
Well, that's what I would do when I was, you know, back when it was nice and normal. But I'm looking at it, I go, it's not even on the driver's side. It's on the other side.
Okay.
They're going to come out of the store.
I mean, who has a car with it on the other side, number one?
I do.
Automatically, that's suspect.
But I have, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I have two of the same brand car. On one side, it's on the same side. The other side, it's the other side.
That's weird.
Anyway, and I stood there and I go, I'm just going to wait for them to come out because what if they don't see it?
So now you're the weirdo waiting in the park lot going, you left your gas cap open.
Then I was thinking, I was like, am I psycho right now that I'm waiting for this person to come out of CVS so I can tell them their gas tank is open?
Kind of strange. And you know how long it takes to ring somebody up at CVS?
Right. They come
it could
out.
Be forever.
That receipt is 17 miles long.
Oh, my gosh.
It takes like 6 days. It's like Rapunzel hair trying to get it all together.
Terrible.
Yeah. So they finally come out. It wasn't that long. It was only like 5 minutes. I was on my phone. It went by fast. I'm like, yeah. Hey, your gas tank's open.
And they're like,
he's looked at me. He's like, okay, thanks. You. And I'm like, is this stupid? Was this dumb? Should I not have done that?
Right. Okay.
Then we were walking. My husband and I went for a walk, and we had the girls, and the little one was in a stroller. We had a red light, and I looked over, and, you know, we're stopped, and the car had a flat.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I'm looking at the person, and I'm like waving like a psychopath. I'm like,
from
hey!
The corner.
From the corner.
With
hey!
Your family.
Yeah. And then I make the motion with my hand to roll down the window.
Right.
And the person.
Even though nobody does that,
nobody has
a non-power window the last 20 years.
It doesn't dawn on me that this is a young person, and they're right. Like, what is this woman doing?
Right.
Just making a symbol with
they're
her
like,
hands.
Oh, please turn green.
Right.
Please turn
what
green. They can't
want?
Get away from the light quick enough.
Yeah. So he opens it. I go, you have a flat tire. And he was thankful. He's like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Good.
You know?
Right.
I feel like I'm always the one that says something.
Yeah.
But then I went out and I had a new shirt on and I didn't realize it until I got home that night and I took the shirt off.
You have a stain on it?
No. I had the tag. Like, it was a new shirt. And
nice.
Like, I never watched new shirts the first time I get them. And it had like the $29.99 Marshalls tag.
And nobody told you.
Not one person. I went grocery shopping. I went like to 6 different places. Not one person was like, hey, ma'am, your giant tag is hanging out the back of your shirt.
Maybe they thought they were being polite with that, you know, because certain things you should say something and other things you don't, you shouldn't. And, you know, it's hard to know which one. My wife said the same thing to me. We were leaving the house the other day. She said, how come you didn't tell me there was things in your teeth? I said, I didn't inspect your teeth.
Mm.
You didn't smile at me and go, is there anything in my teeth before we left?
But if you would have seen food in her teeth before you left, would you have said something?
Sure, of course.
But
she's my wife.
But if it wasn't your wife, would you have?
Oh, no. Like you run into like a lady in the return line at Walmart? No.
You don't say anything?
Nope. Just tell her hair looks nice.
What if it... That's even creepier. I'm not going to tell you
have
a giant piece of spinach in your teeth, but I'm going to tell you your hair looks nice.
Looks lovely.
It's weird. When do you say something and when don't you? More coming up next with Anna and Raven. This weekend, I wore a new shirt out and I left the tag on and it was hanging out the back. Marshalls, $29.99.
Right.
You think one person would be like, excuse me, ma'am. Your tag is hanging out the back of your shirt.
Right.
It's not like I had my hair up in my ponytail. It's like you couldn't see it.
Maybe they thought like you were doing the Timberland thing Or, right, the Major League Baseball hat, you leave the sticker on?
No.
People do that.
Yeah, I get it, but that's not what was happening. And then my husband, being the supporting, loving man that he is, took a picture and kept it for about a half hour before he told me at the end of the night.
Good. He should have posted it.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. There are certain situations where you always ask yourself, should I say something? And clearly, like, there must have been a lot of people that saw me that were like, should I tell her?
But nobody did.
No one.
No, they no let one. You just suffer through.
And the question is what do you do? Because I always tend to be the one that I always say something. That's kind of like just what I do.
I mean, you waited 5 minutes to tell somebody their gas cap was open in a CVS parking lot. They probably would have seen it when they walked out on their own.
It was on the other side of the car. They wouldn't have seen it.
Never saw it. Never would have seen it ever.
Well, maybe later on, but at that point, somebody could have poisoned their car.
Right.
But the big thing is about, like, the food in the teeth. Like, are you supposed to tell somebody when you have food in their teeth? Now, do you do that, Raven?
Yeah.
You tell everybody?
Gosh, you know, it depends. If I just met you, I might not, all right? If I just met you, because it's going to be embarrassing. That's going to be embarrassing whether I tell you now or whether you figure it out later. So it's not really on me to tell you. And I just want to act like our first encounter is wonderful.
Well,
and then if you bring it up to me later, oh my God, you didn't tell me there was food in my teeth. I'll say, I didn't even notice. Didn't even see it.
So you lie.
Well, yes, because I just met you. I want to keep it nice.
Do you know there's actually...
If I know you, I would tell you.
There's an actual way you're supposed to tell people that they have food in their teeth.
Oh, okay. How do you do that?
Ready?
Look directly at the person and indicate with your body language by putting your finger up here.
To your mouth.
And they would sense and know from your body language that they have a piece of food in their teeth.
What if they think that you're telling them that their breath stinks, okay?
Well,
or you don't like the look of their face, all right?
Yeah.
They'll be there in the bathroom for the next half hour figuring out whether or not they need rhinoplasty.
So they say you're not supposed to say you have food stuck in your teeth. You have to either use your body language to indicate it, because if somebody hears you have food stuck in your teeth, they may intercept that and translate it into them thinking that they have terrible oral hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they do if they've got spinach in their mouth.
Right.
I mean, clean it up.
No. Well, what if you just had a kale salad? What are you supposed to do in that situation?
Check your teeth, right. Obviously.
Well, it brings up the most awkward thing is, like, what do you do when somebody does tell you you have food in your teeth?
Yeah.
And then I recommend that they take their napkin like this and excuse themselves from the table.
Now I got to get
go
up and
away.
Go.
With a blanket over your mouth now so nobody else can see the... I mean, how about just close your lips and get up and say, excuse me, go to the bathroom.
The minute someone says to me, you have food in my teeth, the first thing I do is take my nail.
Right, and immediately start scrapping.
Did I get it?
Right, in front of everybody.
No, it's one over. And my good friends have no problem putting their fingers in my mouth to get it
perfect,
out.
Perfect, yes.
In retrospect,
like you're a child
disgusting.
And they're like clearing your throat.
Right, but would you tell a stranger they had bad breath? Never, right?
I might offer a piece of gum. That's what I would do. If anything, I offer a piece of gum.
That's your version of body language with the teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. How about if you see a woman with underwear stuck in her dress?
Never. I mean, come on. Then I look like a creep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but girl code, if you're a woman and another woman,
you have to. Right.
Yeah. But if you saw a guy with a zipper down, would you tell him?
Yeah. Yeah. I would tell that guy. I just, with that one, it's much like the teeth. You just give a gesture and the eyes fall, because a guy says to another guy, there's no way you're looking below my waist. You know what I mean? So if you give him the look and then you point or you do the, you know, that kind of thing.
The thing? With your shoulders.
It's like a couple apes.
Yeah.
We just ran into each other in the woods and we're communicating. It's the same thing.
I'm glad we got this all straightened out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.